speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Sky News Centre at 7. A nursery worker who filmed himself sexually abusing four children at his workplace has pleaded guilty to 26 offences. 45-year-old Vincent Chan from Finchley in North London admitted a calculated and predatory pattern of abuse spanning years. Our correspondent Rachel Venables has been outside Wood Green Crown Court.
The Metropolitan Police described this as one of the most harrowing, one of the most complicated, the most complex investigations into child sexual abuse that they have ever dealt with. The insidiousness of the position of trust that Vincent Chan had to exploit.
The nursery group's reviewing safeguarding procedures. A retired teacher who force-fed, slapped and ridiculed children as young as five has avoided prison. The High Court in Glasgow heard Patricia Robertson abused girls at Fornithy House in Angus over a 15-year period from 1969. Images of Jeffrey Epstein's Caribbean island have been released, which the Democrats say display a harrowing look behind closed doors. They show empty courtyards, a room with a dentist chair, bedrooms and towels piled up in a villa. Documents related to the late paedophile will likely emerge soon. Former victim's lawyer Joshua Schiffer doesn't think this footage changes much.
It's not moving the needle specifically on any individual allegation, but by filling in all the background in a more fulsome manner, people have a better idea about what was actually happening.
Several children are injured after a double-decker bus hit a bridge in Lancashire, ripping the roof off. An 8-year-old boy is in hospital. Sir Keir Starmer's announced plans to ensure baby formulas available on retailers' loyalty schemes. He's promised to save parents up to £500. And tonight's Premier League football action gets underway in around half an hour, with Arsenal looking to move 5 points clear at the top by beating Brentford. Third place Chelsea look to keep the pressure on Leeds. And in the Scottish Premiership, Martin O'Neill leads Celtic as interim manager for the final time against Dundee. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Schillinglaw.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
Well, whether you've heard the trailer for this show or you haven't, this is it. There's no escape, because this is the new 80s Rewind show on your Red Kite Radio.
Smart, stupid, stupid. Shoot that poison arrow to
Red Kite Radio.
Warm welcome to tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. It's my first 80s Rewind. My name's Simon Jobling, and for those of you who don't know me, well, I've been part of the lovely news and weather team here on Red Kite Radio for a long, long time now, but I've also done the 70s Rewind here on Red Kite for a couple of years. And I thought, well, I'd jump in my TARDIS, I'd come a decade forward, and I'd have a go at the 80s Rewind because, well, I went to college at the start of the 1980s. I went out to work in the mid-80s. So 80s music has been so important to my life over the years. And in fact, my best mates probably say I've been stuck in the 80s ever since. But moving on, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to give you every Wednesday night from 7 to 9, 2 hours of great tracks from the 1980s. And I'll also be giving you some information and trivia about the tracks and the artists that we're going to hear on my show. So how do we get things going? Well, we did, of course, with ABC and Poison Arrow. And this was a track written by all of the band and part of one of the real, well, I suppose, iconic albums of the 1980s, The Lexicon of Love, of course, which the band are still out there performing this year, backed by the London Symphony Orchestra, no less. I think you can still catch them if you're interested. Well, this track, Poison Arrow, was a follow-up to the band's excellent debut hit, Tears Are Not Enough, with Poison Arrow being the first top 10 hit for ABC and number 6 in 1982. And then we follow that up with Easy Lover, which was co-written and performed by Earth, Wind & Fire's Phil Bailey and our very own Phil Collins, of course. And the duet came about because Collins was hired as producer of Bailey's first solo album, Chinese Wall. Well, Bailey then asked Collins if they could write a song together. They started jamming one night, and by the end of that night, this track was done. Now, that's a pretty successful night's work, really, because this ended up being a number one in a number of countries, including the UK, and it was only kept off the top in the States by Foreigner's I Want to Know What Love Is. Well, time to get back to the music, certainly, and next up I've got Funboy 3 and Bananarama, and it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. Now, this was written by a couple of jazz musicians back in 1939, but it was given this sort of ska new wave remix by the Funboy 3, with the late, great Terry Hall from the Funboy 3 bringing the Banana Girls in, mainly because he liked the look of them. Well, the success of this venture persuaded the Bananarama Girls to return the favour on their next single, which was really saying something. With this track going all the way to number 4 in 1982.
Yeah.
80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
Give Me Your Heart There, which was a piece of unashamed Europop from the French duo Ottawan, who had had a hit a couple of years earlier with another bit of Europop, D-I-S-C-O. Well, they would have two other very minor hits as well as those two, but this was their last big one, got to number three in 1981. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we'll be back with Hugh and Cry and Waiting for Linda. Now, Hugh and Cry were two brothers from Scotland called Pat and Greg Kane, who had formed the band in 1983. Well, they would go on to have 11 top 75 hits, although it is fair to say that most of those were in the lower reaches of our chart. Well, this one ended up being the second most successful single of all after Labour of Love, with Looking for Linda getting to number 15 in 1989.
Red Kite Radio.
Winterfest 2025 is coming on Saturday the 13th of December.
This year's Winterfest sponsors include Haddenham Park Care Home and Apartments, local care home and assisted living, Helpful Hirings, local tool and plant hire, Ian Webb Engineering, supply, service, repair and installation of generators, and Travis Perkins, builders merchants and supplies. Thanks to all of these businesses for their support.
Red Kite Radio, proud to be supporting Winterfest 2025, Saturday the 13th of December at Banks Park by the Village Hall in Haddenham.
Kingsey Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsey workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
For Tame, Haddenham and Emmington.
Red Kite Radio.
Not looking for Linda, but Linda found me hiding away on the slow train home. Is this one for Paisley, or you got to help me? She used to work there a long time.
and the home of classic hits in Haddenham. Red Kite Radio.
It's all cold down along the beach. The wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Practicing real hard, yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys in trouble out here.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
December, isn't it? So Christmas has arrived on Red Kite Radio. Bruce Springsteen there, of course, with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Now, that's a song which dates back to 1934, written by Fred Coutts and Haven Gillespie. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that one, did you? Well, it's been recorded by over 200 artists, and it did inspire an hour-long TV animated film in the 1970s. Now, Springsteen actually recorded it in the 1970s, but it was first released as a track on the Sesame Street compilation album, of all things, in 1981. Well, it ended up making number 9 in our chart in 1985. And talking about Christmas, well, there's a new event for Haddenham on the eve of Winterfest. If you go down to the Winterfest tent by Haddenham Village Hall on Friday the 12th of December, you can join in with this totally free event because they're holding a festive sing-along with Christmas carols, as I said, Friday the 12th of December from 5 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. And it is a free event hosted by the Haddenham Beer Festival Trust. And by the way, don't forget Winterfest 2025, which is Saturday the 13th of December. Doors open at 11, and you can get tickets for that from haddenham-beer-festival.co.uk/Winterfest. But now, back to the music and back to Hounds of Love from the almost obscenely talented Kate Bush. And what do I mean by that? Well, an example is that Kate wrote her 70s hit, Man with a Child in Her Eyes, when she was just 13 years old. Quite unbelievable. But this one, Hounds of Love, well, it was the title track from her chart-topping album, which was something of a comeback album, really, for Kate after 3 years out of the charts. Well, it's now certainly considered one of her best ever, and this is a great single that almost criminally only got to number 18 in our chart in 1986.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid.
Rewind on Red Kite Radio.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
We'll be right back.
To play different genres of music on my shows. So that was what officially called the Neo Prog Rock Boys Meridian with a track called Garden Party. Now the song is actually a parody of social elitism and snobbery, so Fish said, written by the band. And the original version of this had some very colourful language in it, which was replaced on the single. But when Fish performed the track on Top of the Pops, well, he got to the bit with the replacement words and he would just shut his mouth completely and point to his lips. Well, it would be the band's most successful single at the time of release, got to number 16 in 1983. Now, next up, we have a few adverts coming up, but then straight after that, we'll hear from the Christians with Harvest for the World. Now, this was originally a 70s hit, of course, for the Isley Brothers, written by the brothers themselves. And at that time, it was a bigger hit in the UK than it was in the US. Well, the Christians decided to do a cover, and they were originally three brothers from Liverpool, whose first five singles all went top 40 in the UK. Well, the band ended up donating all the proceeds of this single to charity, and the video for it was created by the famous Aardman Studios. That won a number of awards, and the single got to number 8 in 1988.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Leave the silent nights to the carolers this Christmas. Ask Specsavers team about our hearing services today at our store on the High Street or phone Tame 394 765. That's 394 765.
Did you know HGVs have four zones of limited vision around them? If you're in one of these areas, you may not be seen by the driver. These four limited vision zones are in front, behind, and at both sides of the HGV. So when you're driving around a HGV, don't linger around them, because they may not notice you're there. Know the HGV zones. National Highways.
Start your day the Red Kite way. Join me, Juanita Hughes, for Red Kite Breakfast every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 7 till 10. I've got everything to kickstart your morning with a smile. Belt it out with singing in the shower, get the latest with the local lowdown, plus plenty of fun and surprises to make your morning shine. Red Kite Breakfast with me, Juanita Hughes, where your morning starts with a smile. Listen on 107.2, on your smart speaker, or online at redkiteradio.com.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
Red Kite Radio.
Have fun.
Kite Radio. Real local radio.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill in the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
Sure, I've heard that Christmas ditty before, but it was, of course, the supremely talented Annie Lennox with the Eurythmics and Winter Wonderland. And just like the Springsteen track Santa Claus is Coming to Town, that was also written back in 1934. That was quite a year for Christmas tunes, wasn't it? Well, this track came from an album by the duo produced in 1987 called A Very Special Christmas. Now, we are approaching the 8 o'clock news on your Red Kite Radio, but I hope you can join me for hour two of the show, because I've got more great 80s music coming up, and tonight that will include Adam and the Ants, INXS, and also that Christmas song from Wham. I've got two tracks to take us up to the 8 o'clock news, and we'll finish the hour with one of the all-time iconic 80s tracks, The Police and Every Breath You Take. A song which won two Grammys and an Ivor Novello Award, was even bigger in America than it was here, where it would be the fifth biggest selling single of the 1980s. And in 2015, in the UK, it was voted the favourite number one of the 80s by the British public. What a song. Just before that, we'll hear from the Pretenders with Back on the Chain Gang. A track written by the band's Chrissy Hynde, and it's a track which came about when one of the original band members had been fired for his drug problems. And then only 2 days later, another of the band members, Honeyman Scott, would tragically die from an accidental drug overdose. Well, Chrissy Hynde ended up writing this as a memorial to him. Surprisingly, it only got to number 17 here in the UK, and that was in 1983.
Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
Single day and 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.